Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry with Some Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Five locations serving the outdoor public with 65 years of experience in knowing what your outdoor needs are. Let's go right to the phones now. And joining us, one of our favorite contributors. You've seen him at the International Sportsman's Exposition, both in our Experts Corner and on the tank. He's an extremely accomplished bass fisherman. Tournament bass fisherman, and he does a tremendous amount of work with the youth in the bass organization. Sam Heckman. Good morning, Sam.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. You know, before this COVID thing hit, you had just racked up kind of another successful bass tournament outing, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at the TBF National Championship in Grand Lake in Oklahoma.
And did you have a good run, or should I ask?
Yeah, I ended up in third overall. It was a pretty tough tournament. You know, we had to make a long run. Probably took me an hour to get to my spot every morning. And in practice, I blew my motor in my boat, so I ended up using a loaner boat. So, but it all worked out for the best, and I'm happy with the third place, believe me.
How many top five finishes have you had in national tournaments?
I was second in 2015. I was 10th in 2016, and then I took third this year. Been in the top 15 four times, and then top 20 five times. So,
how is that possible when there's no bass fishing in Colorado?
Well, I always tell everybody we have three bass in Colorado, and we just take turns catching them.
So. Yeah, you know, all kidding aside, obviously. There's great bass fishing in Colorado. You just have to know how to go after it. And a couple lakes you fish, I want to get updated, not only have bass, but they're tremendous multi-species lakes. Let's start with Pueblo Reservoir. What are you seeing out there?
Well, right now, Pueblo, the water's dropping pretty good. I mean, we've had some pretty good level water for the last, for the last couple months, but now they're really starting to draw down due to the irrigation. So the bass had a really successful spawn. They're basically, if you're targeting bass, you want to target them main lake points right now. You're starting to target them deeper. With them dropping the water like they are, there was always a good pattern first thing in the morning right off the bank, because when they drop that water, them crawdads have nowhere to go but out. So they always come up and feed early in the morning on those crawdads. You can get them on top water, but I like to throw and just drag a grub real shallow in the morning, and I seem to do pretty well catching some really nice bass first thing. But then when the sun gets up, you want to go a little bit deeper and, you know, of course, your traditional baits, your grubs, your Ned rigs, of course, that works pretty good in Pueblo all the time. Twin tail grubs, twister tails work pretty good. And, I don't throw a lot of crankbaits. I'm not a crankbait guy. I don't throw a lot of that. But we can sure catch them on dragging some grubs and tubes and stuff.
I would think the tubes would give you a lot of smallmouth, too, in addition to the largemouth. So the tubes.
Yes, sir.
Tubes are a phenomenal bass bait, and you'll catch other species on those. Those tubes and grubs will catch you a walleye and a wiper and things, too. What about the other species? What are you seeing on Pueblo?
The walleyes are really doing well. There's a lot of guys out fishing deep. Of course, you know, Mid-Lake Island is always, where they congregate for most of the walleyes. But we're finding them in the same spots we're finding the smallies in, out the main lake points, out a little bit deeper, you know, even probably about 12 to 18 foot of water is where we're targeting a lot of those. And, you know, in the midst of catching smallies, you are catching a lot of walleyes. Wipers have been being caught. A lot of guys are catching wipers on just a slip bobber and a leech. They're cruising up and down, you know, the cliff walls and stuff like that. But most of the wipers that I hear about being caught, I don't target them too much at all. But the ones that I've seen and the guys that I know have been catching them just up there in the west end, just west of the buoy line.
How about, you know, and you and I have never talked about this, but Pueblo has a great catfish population. Are you fishing that at all or hearing much about it?
No, we catch those on accident. Matter of fact, just last Sunday, got a flathead on a twin-tail grub fishing for smallies. And, you know, and then our biologist just stocked a bunch of fingerling flathead catfish in here. But it was a really beautiful, beautiful colored fish. So it was kind of neat to see. I like catching those every now and then, just not in tournaments.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there is a tremendous, in fact, it's produced some state record catfish. I actually caught a 20-pound channel in the spillway below Pueblo once. I mean, there's some good catfish, and I was smallmouth bass fishing too, by the way, but you know, caught it on 8-pound test. Tell me that wasn't a fun fight. Now, you know, Pueblo, before we move on, I want to talk about John Martin, but before we move on, your Pueblo also has three species of bass. It's one of the few lakes around here. You've got the largemouth and the smallmouth we talked about, but spotted bass. Do you see many of them?
Yes, lots of those. Actually, Terry, we're very fortunate. They've only stocked spotted bass in here once, and we're supposed to get a new strain of spotted bass hopefully this year. I don't know with the situation that's going on currently, but that was what was predicted prior to the COVID stuff, that we were supposed to get a different strain. Our biologists are doing a wonderful job out here, but the spotted bass are just, they have a great spawn. They've been reproducing naturally, just like our smallies. They don't stock those in here either. And, you know, you're seeing a lot more in when you're fishing tournaments and good size, you know, 2-plus pounders for Colorado. That's not too bad.
Oh, for a spotted bass. I wonder how many people have caught a 2-pound spotted bass and thought it was a lesser largemouth. But you can tell, you should learn to identify them, because it's 2-pound spotted bass is a nice fish, and you need to learn. While we still have time, let's move on to, I know you fish John Martin occasionally, and over the last couple of years, John Martin has been one of the premier fisheries in the state. What are you hearing there?
Well, I was there last weekend, and the water's really, really dropping fast. I'm probably, you know, if I'm saying 8 inches a day, it's probably a foot. It's really low. You're starting to see, just like Pueblo, you're starting to see a lot of traffic because no one's out vacationing and they're all coming to the lakes, and it seems like everybody's buying a boat now. And it was pretty crowded for John Martin. I got there real early. There's probably 12 boats in the parking lot. When I got off the water, they were way into the overflow at John Martin. Fishing's really good still. We caught some several nice largemouth and some nice smallmouth bass. And then what we went down there for is to, you know, to get some bucket list fish, like people who've never caught wipers or white bass. So we went down there and actually caught a drum that wasn't on the bucket list, but we got to knock that one off. So just throwing a little white 3-inch Mr. Twisters, just swimming them, and you're catching quite a few white bass. They're not real big. The wipers are pretty good size. You know, you can get them up in excess of 5 pounds, but the fishing's really good at John Martin. There's a lot of guys coming off the water that had a lot of catfish too, so I don't target those, but the guys that were down there fishing for them sure had quite a few of them.
What about the sawguy? Did you hear much about that?
You know, earlier in the year when we were pre-fishing before they shut the tournaments down there, we were catching some really nice ones on the dam, off jerk baits and crank baits. As far as right now, we didn't catch any last weekend when we were down there, but I know there's some really, really nice ones in there. I've seen pictures. I know guys who've caught some really nice ones, showed me their pictures and stuff. So there's still some really good population of those in there too. But mostly right now, most of the guys are catching crappie and white bass, throwing a lot of minnows from the bank. And, you know, everybody down there is pretty much catching fish. If you're going to go down there just to go fishing, most of the guys are just, you know, they're drowning a minnow and they're catching them. So.
Yeah, and those white bass, the action, even though they're not the biggest, they're good panfare, and the action is steady, and they, for their size, they'll give you a tussle. I think if you just wanted to go catch some fish, I think you're right, head to John Martin and fish for those white bass. Sam, we got to let you go, but it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations, and when this COVID thing settles down, good luck in your tournament pursuits.
I appreciate it, Terry. Thank you, guys. I appreciate being on the radio show. Hope everybody stays safe out there, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Sam Heckman, a great contributor, great angler, Colorado guy, gives so much to the youth. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoors, 65 years serving the outdoor public, growing up and still having fun.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.